Yes, big, large Jewish population in Reykjavik.
I'm trying to think of some stinky fish something that aren't the Icelandic and the I think they're considered part
did
of.
Did I end your show correctly? Did I ever figure out how to end your show?
No.
Okay, so I never did your.
Well, I mean, you never did my what I do, but I couldn't even tell you right now what I do.
I think yours is. I'll talk to everyone tomorrow. Goodbye.
If the music is not playing,
yeah,
I can't do my intro.
Can we talk about your fucking
or my outro?
Can we talk about your fucking music? That outro is 5 minutes and 21 seconds long, and it doesn't even resolve, right? It doesn't even resolve into a hard end. It just kind of fades off in at the end. Right?
Okay. So, well, I mean, that's easy, though. I just like to have some music under me for the last half of the show.
I couldn't do it. So
you did it?
No.
You just went out and edited it and faded it out?
I dropped it in after the fact. Yeah, because when I first tried to do it, I hit the theme song and then I ran out of things to say and it was still still going. And I'm just like, so then I was padding and just trying and I'm like, well, this is horrible. So yeah, I scrapped that and I re-recorded and just I left the ending dry and then I just brought it in. But I have to pee.
I'm a pro.
I'll be right
I'm
back.
A pro. I'm that's all there is to it. He's going to pee now, but even on the when I so this new there is a minor thing, Archer, that I do not like about this Rodecaster Pro 2. I don't know if you're still here because we're done now, so maybe you've left. But on the Rodecaster, the original Rodecaster, when you hit one of the sound pads to play a sound effect, like your bumpers, like your opening song and your closing and all that, on the original Rodecaster, it would show you an amount of time. It would be like 30, 29, 28, and you could see how many seconds were left on the audio clip that you were playing. On the Rodecaster Pro 2, it doesn't give you a time. It just has a little pie chart looking thing. And the pie chart spins around, you know, until it completes the circle. And then that's the end of the clip. And it took me, you know, because I normally have that. I would be able to time my. I'm still like, thank you, Gary. It's been a while since I recorded. He'll clip it off. I mean. Bye, YouTube. It's fine. He'll clip it off. But anyway, he goes in and edits it. So a little bit. But thanks for telling me. My whole point was I had it timed. I could talk for I knew when I have about 5 minutes worth of topics left to do. But I have to know like when I'm going to start saying like for more episodes, go to geekygay.com. You can email me, Adam Burns, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so, because there's no time on the Rodecaster Pro 2, I did have to go in and edit and like slide it around because I would miss, you know, I would not have enough to talk about or I'd have to go in and edit it later but then I learned about where the little pie chart needs to be on the Rodecaster Pro 2 for me to start closing it up. And so now I can do it. But that was an irritating, I guess Archer is not here anymore. I'm saying all of this and it's all for Archer. Like it's literally Rodecaster Pro 2 talk. Oh, he is here because he's typing now. Archer, I don't know if you ever noticed that, but I'm just telling, now you'll notice when you use your Rodecaster Pro 2, there's no time. Oh, you were listening. So he can't hear now. So I'm talking to him. Gary, you caused Archer to miss what I was talking about. Because I ended the YouTube stream.
We're off of YouTube, right?
We are now. Gary told me.
Oh, okay. Hello, Barley. Barley came back in.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the pie chart thing, it's hard to know because the thing is, depending on the length of the audio clip, the pie chart is going to move faster or slower depending on, and if you don't know how long the clip is, it's hard to judge that, especially on like a 5 minute and 20 second song. It's hard to judge when on the pie chart is the last 20 seconds or whatever. Yeah. It's just hard.
Anyway, I agree.
I don't know why they removed. I should write them. I don't know why they removed the time. They should at least have a feature that you could go in and turn it back on, just like a configuration or something. Because I would think like radio folks and all those people, they have to hit the, is it called hitting the post? Posting the beat? Whatever,
I got no idea. Here's what I would always, what I've always wanted is I want a video out of the mixer that is just a countdown to the last like 20 seconds of any clip, right? So it's like on your MIDI pad there, like when you hit it, it would just send out to the HDMI a countdown. And you can have that on your monitor, then you can just watch it.
That's true. Actually, this does have a MIDI interface on the Rodecaster Pro 2. So I could actually program one of, I don't know if I could, well, the problem is.
I said video, not MIDI. I wanted video out.
Well, I thought you said MIDI. I was thinking the Rodecaster Pro 2 has the ability to write macros and it will communicate via MIDI.
Okay.
And then you can control different things, but.
You could do that as well because MIDI would have the trigger and then you'd know the, I mean, you could do it on the other side, right? So if you could, if there was a process, all right, if I were to write a C-sharp program that is sitting there listening to a port and it's just waiting for a signal to come from a port. And then when that signal comes from the port, it reads it and it goes, oh, I just started playing a clip that's 4 seconds, 4 minutes and 26 seconds long. And then I would start, but that process is running on your thing. So then what the MIDI thing would do is when you hit the button, then it would tell your thing, hey, send a ping to this port.
Yeah.
And then something could read that and go, okay, I understand what's happening. And now I can start my own internal countdown and then up on the screen, I can flash when it gets to 10 or whatever. That right, would be cool.
Because you can use the sound pads on the Rodecaster Pro 2 to as like your buttons for OBS.
Oh, okay.
Because it does, like you can program it and it'll do, it also, like a Stream Deck. I don't know if you've seen those.
Yeah, can we talk about OBS for a second? Because I was listening to you talk about setting up something and or thinking about how we were doing our video or something. Anyway, I went down this rabbit hole where I was just like, you know, what I should have told Adam to spend his money on when he was talking about splurging for something. I should have told him to get a TriCaster. And then so I was like, how much is a fucking TriCaster? I went,
they're a lot.
Oh my God, they're stupid expensive.
Yeah.
But then when I started looking at it and looking, I'm like, this is just a PC with OBS on it, really. It's just like they're giving you some hardware front ends to things, but it's like this is, I could just build a PC and only put OBS on it, right? I could just build a PC and then have that PC be the thing that does all that stuff.
I agree with you, but they probably sell so few of those things that it just makes it expensive.
What I'm saying is that modern hardware, a lot of times, are just computers with specialized software on them. I mean, it's like,
I mean, that's all any piece of equipment is.
No, it's not. There are some analog things out there that are not computer
and
programs.
Also, I would say the thing that I bought you, though, is basically a TriCaster.
But it has the, no. So that's the thing, right? So the one thing we can't do is we can't do a full screen one shot. Like you have to have it sized in a way that does something.
So, well, I could so if you were sending me your video feed directly or.
But that involves lag. Yeah. Right. But OBS would do it with no problem. OBS would absolutely let you do it with no problem, right? You could just set up a.
I could. The problem is that I'm using an iPad And the resolution is too low for it to stretch it like that. But if I had...
But you don't have to use an iPad. You could...
No, I could
you
use
could put it on a
my
PC.
Laptop.
Or just build a PC to do it.
Well, I have a PC. I have multiple PCs right here.
Have you fired up your Alienware yet?
I did. And the Windows installation is broken. And so now I've got to go and download the Windows ISO and like figure out how to fix it. First time I turned it on and some update failed while it was updating.
Oh yeah, wasn't I supposed to send you the ISO?
I don't know. We talked about it. I do remember that. But but yeah, so I've got to, no, I have not fixed that because again, procrastinator. I will. I mean, it's not like it's going to go bad sitting there. It'll still work when I do.
Oh yeah, no. My new machine is an i9 with 64 gigs of RAM. So
I don't even remember the specs of mine.
Let's see.
I think we talked about this at one point.
So this is an i9-139KF. So if you go to the i9, let me copy that. Let's take a look at what it is that I'm running here. The 139,000 i9 has 24 cores, 32 threads, max frequency of 5.8 gigahertz, comes at a base frequency of 3 gigahertz. So, you know, decent chip. I mean, the biggest chip they make. 64 gigs of RAM, and it's DDR5 RAM. So, that'll be top of the line for a year at least before something else happens. Usually what happens is I'll do like that second generation chip or whatever, and then they'll completely change the architecture the next year, and it's like, oh, well, now that was completely obsolete. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There was a rogue update, I think. It broke Windows on my laptop. I have no idea. Oh, a rogue update. That was a long time ago, though, wasn't it?
So mine is a Alienware Aurora Ryzen Edition R14. And it's got.
Do you know who didn't enjoy me filling in for you on the Geeky Gay?
No.
Archer. Didn't talk about it on the show at all.
I'm trying to find. He probably doesn't listen to.
Probably doesn't listen to what? To the Geeky Gay? Yeah, he does.
Geeky Gay.
Yeah, he talks
so
about
it's got a time. It's got a it's got.
It's got
a wired multimedia keyboard, an optical mouse.
Yeah.
Driver software.
Uh-huh.
It has an NVIDIA GeForce 3080 Ti 12 GB GDDR6X. Has a power cord. It has a 512 gig NVMe M.2 PCIe SSD for boot drive, plus a 1 TB 7,200 RPM SATA 6 GB
nice.
Storage.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I only had the M2 drives. I have two of them. Two terabyte M2 drives. So
I also have 32 gig of 2x16 GB DDR4. RAM.
Oh, see, I have 64 gigs of DDR5.
And it's a Ryzen. It's a Ryzen chip. AMD yeah. Ryzen okay. 9 5900.
Yeah,
12
my Alienware was a Ryzen also. But it's so fucking loud. I love how quiet this machine is. So anyway, there was a couple of things that we were going to cover in the after show. Do you have to get
one was the length of the the my song.
Yeah. I think I covered it. I think I covered what I had to do.
Didn't you say you were going to actually do it in the after show?
I mean, we can try. I feel like here's the thing. Adobe Audition. Let me bring this up here. So I want to open up your theme song.
The Roadcaster will let you do a trim. Open. Like in the... I could just trim.
So here's the... here's your theme
song.
Oh,
you're not hearing that, are you? I'm not fighting around, looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind. I
already hear the bell. All right, so this is we got rid of that. But what he's wanting is just to start right at the, see, that drum starts up right before that section.
He literally wants to start right here.
Right.
Right.
Right, which is 28 seconds into the old song. So what I did, I still have the markers in here. So, yeah, so if I go from that marker to
Archer, to answer your question, do either of us have the Roadcaster Duo?
No, Archer does.
Neither of us do. Daniel only buys his equipment at Habitat, and they haven't gotten that yet. And I don't see a reason for getting the same piece of equipment that has less channels on it when I've already got the Roadcaster Pro 2.
We don't have the problem that Archer... Apparently, Archer does everything on a TV tray because he's like, he doesn't have enough room on his desk for the Roadcaster to stay.
It's those big, huge $6,000 a piece monitors he bought.
I know. It's stupid. It's like, you just get a big ultra-wide 49-inch... Get the ultra-wide, the G9, the Samsung G9. But so his Roadcaster Duo, the reason he wanted a small one is because that way he can leave it out all the time.
I am interested. I
think he's using two pod mics, that's what we use on Don't Do Disney. We use pod mics.
I don't remember the name of it, but they put out a mixer that also has video. It's for like gamers. You know, who do game streaming or whatever, and they want to stream. And so anyway, it only has one input and one output or whatever. But I was thinking, I bet the audio is in sync between the video and the audio. And it's like a nice mixer. We know that Roadcaster is a nice mixer and it's got video. I'm hoping they take that and expand it and make a large one that has, 5 to 8 video, and they do like a Roadcaster Pro video that has like the same amount of video inputs as it has audio inputs. Because this video switcher, the audio is not good on it. The video switcher that I've got, I don't find the audio to be good on it. And I feel like if Rode put video in their mixer, it'd be perfect.
So this is what it'd sound like if we started at the clicks.
I think he wants it. But you did tut, tut, bam. You know, there are three.
There's too much talking over the three. You would have to find some way to do it. So fail. I can't. I can't do it. It was already too...
Well, I wasn't going to use it anyway, so...
Yeah, you weren't going to use it anyway. Here's the thing. I told you earlier in the show that I found Kathy Bacon on an episode of Paw Patrol. So, I was trying to understand Paw Patrol. Have you seen Paw Patrol?
There's a movie coming out for Paw Patrol, and they're superheroes. And I saw the trailer to that movie when we went to see... Uh-huh. It must have been something animated. It must have been when we went to see Elemental.
So on TikTok, there's a filter. There's a Paw Patrol filter, and people take pictures of their dogs and it makes it look like one of the little dogs in Paw Patrol. So the only thing I know about Paw Patrol is it's a kid's show, and I've seen, you know, it on merchandise before. Like I've seen it on t-shirts and, you know, notebooks and things like that. So, that song kind of gets stuck in your head, man. That Paw Patrol will be there on the double. And, gets in your head. Right. And so, I'm like, all right, let me just watch an episode of Paw Patrol just to see what the lay of the land is. See if I understand it. So, here's, the Paw Patrol that I was watching for the fall festival. That's all very.
How about this?
Thanks, Chase.
You're gonna make Kathy Bacon. Switch to your.
It's Kathy Bacon.
Just in time for the fall.
It's Kathy you think Bacon.
That sounds like Kathy Bacon.
No. Look at it. It's, I know you can't see it. Did my camera cut out?
Yep. It overheated.
I hate that fucking camera.
Again, I told you get the Canon M200.
I am so sick of spending $600 on cameras. There, that's Kathy Bacon.
I can see the resemblance. I mean, that is a...
In playing Farmer Finn or something like that.
I feel like they have or had a Shih Tzu as well. This
Paw Patrol?
No.
Oh, Kathy but Bacon. Let me tell you about Paw Patrol. So Paw Patrol is about these dogs.
It is a kid's show, Archer.
It is a kid's show. It's about these dogs. Now, these dogs all come together and form the Paw Patrol, which is an organization dedicated to helping out people. No job too big, no pup too small. Paw Patrol, is on the job.
Yeah.
And they're led by this little kid named Ryder. Now, the dogs talk. The dogs have their own lives. They, speak to humans and, they don't live at Ryder's house. They're not like Ryder's dogs. He's just the leader of the Paw Patrol. So then in the episode, something will happen, some calamity, and then the dogs will then tell Ryder, and then Ryder calls all the dogs together to talk about how they're going to fix the problem, and then they go out and fix the problem. And it's all done with these, little shows. So I knew that some of the Paw Patrol had, like, fire helmets on, and some of them had, like, cop clothes on, and I was just like, oh, okay, so, like, the dog's day job is that he's a cop, but then, you know, when he's on Paw Patrol, he's, you know... somebody else. No. He's a dog. His day job is he's a dog, a talking dog. But when he's becomes a Paw Patrol, he suddenly becomes a police officer.
Okay.
So, and I'm like, wait, but that's not how police officers work. Like, it's like, is he an official police officer? Like, is he allowed to arrest people? Like, is he not just impersonating an officer out there? And the other dog, the Dalmatian, becomes a fireman, right? So it's like, so the dog is just a dog, but when they become Paw Patrol, they turn into a policeman who drives a cop car, a fireman who drives a big fire truck, a recycler, a garbage man, basically, that drives a big garbage truck. And then, a little girl, one that drives a helicopter, and, another one that does this other thing. But it's like, every single time though, they, it's all right here. Let me keep going here.
Festival. My apples are as sweet as can be.
I love, love, love apples, Farmer Yumi.
Don't forget our pumpkins.
I love, love, love pumpkins, too. Especially in pies.
I can't reach any more branches.
Okay, so let me get to the... let me get to the...
whatever fruit we...
thing so they talk to Ryder. This scrubber sucks.
Toy box! Here comes
Rubble. Did you mention why you were watching... Powerpuff Ponies or whatever this
Paw
is.
Paw Patrol, Adam.
Did you mention why you were watching it?
Because I wanted to know what it was. So now I've experienced Paw Patrol. But, all right, so now they're going up to their secret lair, and they're going to solve the problem. See how everything's got that cool music?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Paw Patrol, ready for action, Ryder, sir. Thanks for hustling, pup.
The cop says
Farmer Yumi needs our help. A snowstorm is coming. If the orchard freezes, all the fruit on the trees will be ruined.
Wow, Farmer Yumi really needs our help.
Yeah. She's counting on us.
Marshall, we need you and your ladder to reach the fruit in the high branches.
I'm fired up.
That's he's a fireman.
Rubble's bucket loader will help get the fruit into the barn for storage.
Oh yeah, Rubble's the construction worker.
Rubble on the double.
The rest of the Paw Patrol will help too. This job is big enough for every pup.
Yay!
Paw Patrol is on a roll.
Didn't they do this little musical interlude after they select the dogs? Every time. Go, go, yeah. Go, go, Paw Patrol. Go, 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 go. Tell me. And now they're going to introduce them, two of them.
Marshall.
Go, go, go. And you see, that's the fireman. He's got his little fire truck.
Isn't there a song where they're like, Adam, jump on it.
Here we go, here.
Jump
Rubble.
On
now
jump
he's in a, it. He's a construction thing. It's like, I was kind of getting into this song, man, as I'm sitting there like, go. Go. Now, granted, I might have been high at the time, but still, it's like, that's pretty catchy little music there. It's like, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. It's like, I just thought it was funny that Kathy Bacon was in there.
I thought you were saying the voice sounded like Kathy Bacon.
No,
I didn't realize you were literally saying the character looks
the
like
character,
Kathy Bacon.
Paw Patrol,
but
like Paw Patrol. Let's see. I don't think I have anything else. What do you have, Adam? What do you got? What are you bringing to the table? Is Mark glad to be back?
Is he glad to be back from our vacation?
Yeah.
Well, he's already counting the days to the new one because we've only got like 18 days until Iceland. So,
I'm going to Iceland. Yeah, for Reykjavik Pride.
Yeah.
You're going to.
They said 2/3 of Iceland's population goes to Reykjavik for Pride.
Yeah, there's a
luckily they have a small country.
So if you have Disney Plus, there's a show called Pride from Above. It came out during Pride Month. It's called Pride from Above. But the first opening 10 minutes of that thing is about Reykjavik and like they're painting the they have like the longest gay pride. They have the longest flag and the longest rainbow flag. Yeah.
Pride for my birthday, my 45th birthday.
Your 45th birthday.
I mean, it's
are you gonna hire a masseuse named Sven?
The only thing about Pride,
yeah,
and these Pride parades,
yeah,
is these little twinks who want to wear nothing but like a jock strap and wings.
Well, God bless them. What do you have against them?
It's just like. Well, now even when I was younger, I never thought I could pull off something like that. And I couldn't stand them for that. I didn't even want to look at them because I was just like, ugh, I'll never look like that. And then now that I'm old, it's even worse because I know, I'm never going to look like that. I'm going to celebrate my 45th birthday. I might as well be 1 foot in the coffin.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Adam. That's the best part of Pride, is little angel twinks.
Maybe they don't do that. Maybe in Iceland, they dress as pickled herring. And so, the suit covers their entire body.
God. Hold on. Hold on.
They eat weird and reindeer heart and like weird stuff like that they eat in Iceland.
Design me a dinner menu. indicative.
Oh, indicative. There's a word.
Iceland.
No, Archer says I need to stop fighting, get older. I'm not fighting, getting older, and I'm not chasing after Twinks. I've got Mark. I mean,
okay.
That's...
Okay, here we go.
He'll always be younger than me.
As an appetizer, you would enjoy a Icelandic fish soup. Fiskupa is what it's called. Fiskupa.
See, it's fish. It's all fish.
Fiskupa, you know what? Adam.
My taste buds.
Adam, fiskupa.
Fiskupa?
Fiskupa. A hearty and creamy soup made with a variety of fish, potatoes, onions, and carrots. It sounds like chowder. It's like clam chowder, but with fish. Seasoned with herbs like dill and served with a dollop of butter. Your main course options are grilled Icelandic lamb. Hanjigajuk.
They have a hanjigajuk. I want the hanjigajuk.
Tender and flavorful lamb, traditionally smoked using Icelandic birch and served with boiled potatoes, white sauce, and green peas.
Whoever invented boiled potatoes needs to be shot. Why would you boil a potato and then just eat the boiled potato with nothing else? Just boiled fucking ass potato. Like, there is no...
You do know mashed potatoes are just boiled and then mashed.
They're mashed,
right?
And mixed with cream and butter and salt and pepper and like... lovely stuff. They're just not like a plain boiled, you know.
As a side dish, you can have Icelandic rye bread, rugbrod.
That's what I was gonna say. There's this show, and I don't know which streaming service it's on. I think it was on Netflix, and it's Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Who, his face looks weird now. I don't know why, but there's something about his face. I think he got in an accident or something. It's a weird face. And it's supposed to be this eco thing. He like goes around.
Recording stopped.
Anyway, he went to Iceland and they had this bread that they put it in these Dutch ovens.
Yeah.
And they bury it.
Yeah.
In this volcanic.
Yeah.
Whatever. And it's so hot. The ground is so hot that it cooks the bread.
Yeah.
I want to have that bread. I think it is rye bread. I want to try that.
Like, you can get the Boy Scout manual and there's bread that you bury in the ashes of an extinct campfire and it cooks, you know, using the heat of the ashes that are underneath there.
It's like that, but it's like either a hot spring.
Yeah, but you make it in a coffee can. Like, there's a recipe in the Boy Scout handbook where you can make it in a coffee can, like brown bread in a coffee can. Anyway, the Icelandic rye bread is a dense, dark, and slightly sweet rye bread, typically served with butter or smoked trout. I'm skipping over a lot of the fish dish. There's a lot of fish.
There is a lot. That's a fear that I have.
You could always have a beetroot salad.
I don't like beets either, but
their traditional accompaniments to their meal are butter sauce, hitcha susa susa.
Hitcha susa?
Susa.
You know, can I blend in if I just talk like Rose Nyland? You know, I mean, Hinga Florida, Florida.
I'm putting it in the chat room. That's how you go ahead. Pronounce that, Adam. Pronounce that.
Vit susa. Vit susa susa.
Pickled red cabbage is another accompaniment that they have. So butter sauce and pickled red cabbage. Those are
they like
typical,
pickled things. Yeah. They like fish. They like game.
Yeah.
Like gamey
but
stuff.
For,
like reindeer
for dessert. But for dessert, you can have the... I'm getting a message from OneDrive telling me I'm low on storage. I don't use OneDrive. I use my work OneDrive and it has plenty of storage. Something is set up here where it's backing up something somewhere. What was I saying? Oh, dessert. For dessert, they have Icelandic skyr cake.
Well, what is skyr cake? Like,
it's a creamy,
cake sounds good.
It's a creamy, indulgent cake made with the famous Icelandic Skyr yogurt and topped with fresh berries on a berry or a berry compote.
I would try that, but I wonder if it's like a texture of a, because they're, I don't think of a cake as creamy. I wonder if it's like a tres leches sort of thing where they've infused the, like cooked a cake and then infused. I'm sure you could look it up.
How do I make a Icelandic Skyr cake?
I could change the color of the foam behind me to purple. If I'm going to be buying new.
Why would you buy new?
Because they're discolored.
Then paint them. Spray paint them. They're not actually supposed to absorb sound. They're just there for decoration. Don't spend a lot of money buying new ones. Just spray paint them.
Well, they're not expensive. You can get a 12 by 12 48 pack for $36 on Amazon.
So you're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, if like me, you have a convection oven, you can reduce that to 325 degrees. If you're on convection bake. And you're going to grease and flour an 8-inch round cake pan. Okay? So you got it. There's a cake involved here. In a medium-sized mixing bowl, you're going to whisk together the flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt and set those aside. So you're just mixing together the dry ingredients. Large mixing bowl, cream the softened butter and granulated sugar together using a hand mixer or stand mixer until light and fluffy. Add the eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. Stir in the vanilla extract. Gradually add the dry ingredients to the wet ingredients, alternating with the Icelandic Skyr yogurt. Begin and end with the dry ingredients. Mix until just combined. Pour the cake batter into the prepared cake pan and smooth the top with a spatula. There you go.
It's just a cake.
It's just cake.
I mean, it's just cake. Like the yogurt is mixed into the batter.
Yeah, but so there's a glaze. So there's a glaze. So it comes out. So it's a sponge cake, right? And then it comes out with a glaze.
But I love cake. I love cake. One of my favorite cakes. Have you ever had? I don't know what they call them, but it's a chocolate cake.
Then no.
That they. Oh yeah, because you don't have you. You've never liked chocolate.
I like brownies, so I might eat.
You know the cake. I think it's a Texas thing, but it's a it's a really rich chocolate cake that they bake in a cake pan and they leave it in the pan.
Yeah,
and then instead of using like buttercream icing or whatever, they make that icing that they pour on.
Yeah,
and it's more like a ganache or something like that.
It sounds like a souffle.
Eat it out of the pan.
That sounds like one of those souffles that they serve at.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's not.
Good night, Archer.
Good night, Archer. Right, maybe Archer knows what cake I'm talking about, but he's gone now.
Now that he's gone, we can talk about him.
I'm going to Google Texas chocolate cake.
I don't like to Google while I'm doing a show.
A sheet cake.
Shoot cake.
A sheet cake.
Ashy cake?
A sheet cake.
Auntie Scott asked earlier in the chat room who my favorite female singer was, I believe. Daniel, who was your favorite female singer? Because I said that I did not care for Barbara Streisand. I don't know that I have like a specific favorite female singer. I have many female singers that I like. Kelly Clarkson?
No.
What?
See, are you looking in the chat room? That's
yes.
A piece of it cut up.
Yes.
This is them pouring the icing on it.
Oh, yeah. We used to get these in school.
They're
like
good.
Brownies. They're like brownies with an icing, really. It's kind of like...
They're so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm all about cake. So
Do you remember the rectangular pizza that you used to get in school?
Oh, yeah. I loved that.
So they, for a time when I used to shop at Costco back a long, long time ago, they had that same cake. Like you could buy it in sheets, right? That same rectangular pizza. You could buy it in these big sheets. And so I bought like a... ton of those. Because
I love my favorite pizza, and I've talked about this on a show before, is those. They're about this big around.
The Totino's?
That's the size they are, but it was janky. We went to a store called Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
This was the Piggly Wiggly brand hamburger pizza.
I have never heard it.
Frozen hamburger pizza.
I've never heard it called the Piggly Wiggly before.
Piggly Wiggly.
It's the Piggly Wiggly. Not the Piggly Wiggly.
What is the difference between
you were over and you were very you were
Piggly
trying
Wiggly.
To the Piggly, Piggly Wiggly, Wiggly at the Piggly Wiggly. It's the Piggly Wiggly.
That's where we shopped when I was growing up. Piggly
yeah,
Wiggly.
My grandparents. You know what I used to get at the Piggly Wiggly was when I go to visit my grandparents in over the summer. They had a Piggly Wiggly and they would sell.
You know,
like,
if you say Piggly Wiggly too many times, it starts sounding.
But
ridiculous.
They would sell. Like a decanter set, like, you know, like wine glasses and then a wine decanter, but they would sell one piece each week. And so I would buy my grandmother the piece that they were selling that week of the. They used to have their own stamps, like S&H green stamps, but they were Piggly Wiggly stamps.
Oh, we collected those and then would go and you would like get them and then. You could use them towards part of your bill or something?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Or maybe you got money for it. I'm not really sure.
Which is kind of the same now. Like at Winn-Dixie, they have, you know, your points. You can use them as money. Anyway.
They still exist. I was trying to put the logo in the chat room. I don't even know if the chat room's still there, but.
Yeah, they're still
that
there.
That is Piggly Wiggly's logo. Yeah.
The Piggly Wiggly.
America's first true self-service grocery store was founded in Memphis, Tennessee in 1916.
You know, that's where my mom is from. My mom is from Memphis.
I probably did know that, but anyway.
Yeah, chat room's still there. Kathy Marshall says so. Must be true. Auntie Scott is probably watching a... Charlie Chan.
Yeah, that's where they don't have before.
Okay, oh, did you hear my answer, Auntie Scott? I said I don't necessarily have like one favorite female singer. Like there's nobody like, oh, I would, but there's a lot of female singers that I like. I like Kelly Clarkson. I like, Katie Lang. I like, I'm trying to think of. Oh, what's her name? Christina Aguilera. I like her a lot. I like Lady Gaga a lot. Madonna, duh. Yeah, I don't know that I could pick a favorite out of those.
Before, and I can't even find anything on Google. I can't even find anything when I Google this. Mm-hmm. But before our grocery store was Piggly Wiggly, it was Dixie Dandy.
Ooh, the Dixie Dandy.
Have you ever heard of Dixie Dandy?
No, I had not. And Madonna couldn't sing. She later took voice lessons and got better. She like could carry a tune later in her career. But yeah, at the beginning she couldn't. Yeah, she couldn't sing. It was a marketing thing. She was very good at marketing herself. Actually, what she was really good at is going to gay clubs and seeing what they were doing and then selling that to the straight people. So it was like, she was basically would go to the really trendy gay club, see what the trends were and then dress like that and present that as her like cutting edge, you know, fashion stuff. So, yeah, she's overrated, but I like some of her songs. Not that I don't think she ever wrote a song. I don't think she ever wrote the songs. I think they were all written for her, but did she? Did Madonna write her own songs?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm asking Google. Did Madonna write her own songs? Oh. She wrote many number one hit tracks for herself throughout her career, from Papa Don't Preach to Like a Prayer. here are three songs you didn't know Madonna wrote for other artists. Do you know this song?
I don't know, but that should be the new opening bumper for Geeky Gay. Today is...
This is Ricky Martin's song.
Saturday, July 22nd, 2023. And my name is Adam. Perfect timing. Look at that. Yeah.
Madonna wrote that song.
I hit the post.
Let's see. Does she know, do you know this song?
It sounds familiar. Is this Papa Don't Preach? Because you... Oh.
Someone named Nick Common.
Come on, boys.
What are we? We're listening to 80s music like we're Pot Is My Co-Pot.
No, I'm just saying these are songs that Madonna wrote for other people. Do you know this song? It's a music video. I have to get to the part where it starts. I think it's here.
It's just me and me. Yeah. Come on. Hey, Brittany.
Well, it's Brittany.
Yeah, that's...
Is that a more recent Britney song?
Britney Spears, Me Against the Music. It looks like it's 2003.
Oh, no, not recent. Although I think recently, now that she's not being custodied by her dad. What is it called?
Custody.
She's not
held hostage.
She doesn't have a guardian. Whatever. Yes. Now she's just gone full crazy, and I don't think she's going to do anything else career-wise, probably.
I mean, probably not a politically correct term to just say crazy, but...
Off the deep end.
I mean, she's still getting treatment. So, yeah, she had some mental issues. And her dad pretty much exploited her. That's kind of the worst part. Anyway... I'm trying to think of...
It's nice how that Piggly Wiggly logo has a transparent background in the chat room. So it just looks like it's floating there.
So I didn't just name Madonna, Auntie Scott. I named a bunch of singers. So you're honing in on Madonna.
Stevie Nicks sold her catalog for $200 million.
I think you have some good taste and some horrible taste. Well, yeah, but that's one of my favorite bands.
We won't talk about my taste.
Why?
Music.
What is your taste in music?
Well, because everybody hates on my favorite singer.
Who, Mariah Carey?
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
Okay, I don't hate on Mariah Carey. I don't know Mariah Carey well enough to hate on Mariah Carey. Like, I know that she does songs where she sings, you know, without you. Right. Isn't that some kind of emotion song or something?
Okay, yeah.
I know that one.
There's, yeah.
But I don't know. I know her as a judge on...
Are you hearing this?
No. Well, I am, but it's being echo canceled because you're not mixed mic.
You're hearing it through my headphones. Okay. That's weird that you're not hearing. I must not have. I hope the stream was getting you and me both.
I don't know.
Because
I mean, someone would have said
the routing seems to be not.
Someone would have said, hey, I can't hear Daniel. Like if I do this, if I take this off, maybe try playing something now.
I just played something.
No, I didn't hear it.
Normally you can hear.
But so that's your music? It's just Mariah? Like, that's it? Like, you don't have other... Oh, you know who I should have included that I like her voice, female singer, is Amanda Grace? Amanda... Amanda Sudano. Amanda Sudano.
Oh, I think it's because your routing is weird.
My routing? I don't have routing, so...
I mean, the routing on that I have for you, so I think that's why you're not... I'll have to play with that.
The Amanda Sudano, who is the female singer in Johnny Swim, her and her husband, Abner. She has a great voice. She's Donna Summer's daughter. I know that we've talked about that before, but she's got a great voice.
No, I like other people. I like Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow. I like Wynton Marsalis is a trumpet player that I like to listen to.
Okay.
I mean, I like any of the pop star of the month sort of. I mean, we listen to a lot of pop. I like Adele. I like, I think Whitney Houston was good. I mean, I don't listen
to
her. But
do you like BTS?
When I've heard their song, because I'm not a big music listener, but when I've heard their songs on, like when they're on James Corden or something, I've enjoyed them. But I don't listen to them. I like.
Here we go.
The young Mariah Carey. What's her name?
Young Mariah Carey? Ariana Grande?
Yeah, Ariana Grande. I like her.
Oh, the cute one has to do his little finger. Here we go.
Yeah, I like that song. I like Ed Sheeran. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Bruno Mars.
Hold on, I'm getting my BTS on.
I see. Are you in the BTS army?
I am. I am a member of the army. Oh. Except they're. I tell you, man, it's infectious. It's like that Paw Patrol music, man. It just gets in there.
I like the way they do all the choreographed dancing and say, like the whole concert is like one big dance thing with singing. Although I don't know if they're really singing, but
they are.
I mean, at least while dancing, they may have sung in the studio and then. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you think they're lip syncing when they're
I just feel like when you're dancing like that, you can't be singing to your best. So I feel like at the very least, they're playing a recording of you and you also are being fed through the mic. So, but they mix it so that yours is quieter than the, you know.
I see.
When you're dancing. I mean, it's not a diss.
I mean... Gaga sings live while she's dancing. You can tell because there's imperfections in it. Like if you go and watch that Super Bowl halftime show that Gaga did.
I like Pink as well.
Yeah, I like Pink.
Pink sings while she's doing those acrobatics, like aerial, like whatever. Mark and I went to a concert of hers and she was doing like flying through the stadium on like this ring suspended from a...
Whatever happened to Milli Vanilli? Like, all right, I think Milli Vanilli... Later,
they only used car, a used car salesman.
No, or whatever. I mean, I don't care about the two that faked, right? The two that, what happened to the Milli Vanilli, the people that they faked? You know what I'm saying? Like,
people that they faked?
So, all right. So the Milli Vanilli was a group.
Yeah, and they were...
And they were...
Not singing.
They were pretty.
Yeah.
But the people, they weren't... They didn't sing their own songs, right? They were just, they were lip-syncing somebody else. What happened to the people that were singing? What happened to the actual, the people that they were...
Do we know?
No, I don't know. I don't know who they were. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Did Vanilla Ice do have a similar thing where he was lip-syncing or whatever instead of...
I don't know.
I feel like there was a controversy with Vanilla Ice as well.
Well, the controversy with Vanilla Ice was one of those...
Now he's like an HGTV star.
Right. Well, the thing about Vanilla Ice's thing is it was a copyright thing. So he... And it was very important precedent setting for sampling and stuff. So he got in trouble because his song Ice Ice Baby is a rip of... Under Pressure by David Bowie and Freddie Mercury.
Doom, 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 da, da, doom, doom.
Right. And his defense was, no, no, no. Theirs goes, doom, 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 da, da, doom, doom. Ours goes, doom, 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 da, da, doom, doom, doom. Right? It's, or something like that. It's like there was an extra note. It's like, no, ours goes, doom, doom, da, da, doom, da, da, doom, doom, instead of doom, da, da, doom. And it just all boiled down to whether that one note difference set it apart. I don't remember how it ended up. There's like tons of stuff written about this if you're interested, but yeah, that's why, you know, Vanilla Ice, because it was a very long, protracted, multi-year kind of ordeal lawsuit.
I feel like at this point, every possible combination of notes has been written. And chords and rhythms and all this kind of stuff. And so unless you were literally like taking the recording and shoving it in your song, I mean, I feel like, I don't know. For the most part, these suits, I think, are are overblown because a lot of times and the way you learn,
but you have to put up with the overblown ones to keep, because there are people that will just wholesale rip you off, right? There's like, you see that on YouTube every day. Here's one of the things that pisses me off. And this is, I'm sure.
People piss off WDW aristocrats.
Yes. The thing that pisses me off is, let's say that a trailer drops for, you know, the new Marvel movie, right? It's like, oh, the new Marvel movie trailer is dropping tomorrow on YouTube, right? And so all the social media is abuzz about the new trailer for Guardians or whatever. And you go to watch that trailer and you go on YouTube and you search for the name of the movie. The first result, often, maybe many, many more often than should be times, is not the studio. Like, it's not Marvel Studios account. It's people download it. When, as soon as Marvel posts it, they download it and then repost it on their own channel. And then they get the AdSense off of it. They're actually getting money off of, you know, playing I hate that shit. I just like, I hate resellers. I hate people. It's like, I hate people that don't add anything. Like, they don't add a service. Like, they're not, all they're doing is just, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, they're just...
I'm sure Zach will know this. Any tickets to music concerts like Adele or like Shania, like, you can't get them from like Ticketmaster or from the box office, because the minute they go on sale, all these bots buy them up.
Oh, yeah.
And put them on like... StubHub or whatever, and they're like double and triple and quadruple.
Adam, it's so much worse than that. There was a John Oliver did a whole piece of it. You can find it on YouTube from his Last Week Tonight. But here's the thing: it's so much worse than that, because they don't just go over to StubHub. Ticketmaster owns StubHub. It's like Ticketmaster makes money at every point. It's like
both sales
Ticketmaster has absolutely no intention of ever trying to stop those bots, because when they resale a ticket for 300%, Ticketmaster is making a percentage of that sale through StubHub, right? It's like, so yeah, they get the initial percentage of the sale and then they get the resale thing. And it's like, and it's so fucking ridiculous. There, who was it? Queen was coming here with Adam Lambert. And like I saw the announcement, so I just went and looked what seats were. And it was like, they like shitty seats. They wanted like $450 a ticket. Yeah,
I was going to say, like, I was looking at Adele. I mean, it is Adele and this is in Vegas, but I was looking at Adele. Like the cheapest seats were $500 or something. But I mean, because it was all resellers, like you couldn't get it from. And back in the day, a good seat would have been, you could probably get a fairly good seat for $100, $150, like when I was in college or whatever. And a really expensive seat might be $300 or something. But now it's like $500 and that's a cheap seat.
Yeah, the Oogie Boogie Bash in Disneyland sold out within 12 hours this year, and a lot of it is resellers. So people are now selling their ticket to Oogie Boogie Bash for like $300. It was a $159 ticket, right? So they're selling it anywhere from $300 to $500 a ticket on eBay.
And I'm all for the artists making money and their crews.
But the artist doesn't make any of that money. Like,
but that's what I was gonna say. All of that markup, none of that goes to the artist. Yeah, so it's just.
Yeah, it's watch that John Oliver piece on Ticketmaster. It'll make you sick to your stomach because it's just like they own the venues. So they own a whole bunch of venues so that you can't have a concert without using Ticketmaster as your broker.
Kathy Marshall says, let's not say how much tickets were when we were in college.
Yes. And there's still like when we go and see Johnny Swim, sometimes those tickets are $25-$30 because they're at an independent venue.
Well, I'm talking about for like
I understand what you're talking about.
I went
about
to see Reba McEntire, which, by the way, was my first concert ever. How gay is that? My first concert was Reba McEntire, and my parents didn't know that I was gay. I was listening to Here's Your One Chance, Fancy, Don't Let Me Down.
Yeah, it's a catchy song, man.
And and my parents didn't know.
It's a very catchy song.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like that song?
It was a great concert. She changed. I was impressed. She changed outfits every song.
That's the gay part. So the gay part is that you're fascinated by her changing her outfit every song.
She changed on stage in this shadow box.
Yeah.
She was changing and you could see her shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who
if I weren't gay, it would be titillating.
You know who went to concerts to see as a kid who changed outfits every song?
I don't know. Captain Kangaroo?
Close. He also, I'll give you a hint, he also changed pianos every song.
Well, would it be like Liberace?
Yes. My mom took us to Liberace concerts as a kid. We had Liberace albums at home that he had autographed.
I don't think I've even seen that movie.
Oh my God. Yeah. He would be at the Civic Center. So he'd be up on stage and he would have all these flashy, like a piano, like he would have a different piano. It was elaborate and a different outfit that was elaborate. And he would come out on stage, you know, like he would fly down from the ceiling or whatever. It was like, it was crazy. He was like a drag queen. It was amazing. But yeah, mom drug us to the Liberace concerts every year. That and David Copperfield concerts. So I would go and see David Copperfield.
Is he dead now?
No, he's in Vegas. He has residency.
Is he still performing?
Yeah, he has a residency at MGM, right? Let me look. David Copperfield.
No, Liberace. David Copperfield.
Yes, Liberace is dead. You know, he's been dead. Yes, he died of AIDS. He died a long time ago.
Okay. Oh, David Copperfield was in Vegas last time I...
Yeah, Liberace has a residency at MGM.
I was like, I don't know how old he was.
I thought you were asking about David Copperfield.
No, I was asking about Liberace.
All right, but I said you used to take us to that and took us to David Copperfield concert. You're like, is he still alive? So you could see.
I see. Yes, last time I was in Vegas, David Copperfield had a residency
there. Wasn't his museum basically being funded by Debbie Reynolds? Like, she was...
Are we talking about Liberace?
Liberace.
Not David Copperfield.
There was a Liberace museum in Vegas for years and years. And I believe it was run by Debbie Reynolds. Yeah. And she went back. Well, she didn't... Didn't she kill herself? Didn't Debbie Reynolds kill herself? Wait.
Hold on.
Debbie Reynolds.
No, but she died. Didn't she die like the day after Carrie Fisher or whatever?
Yeah.
Or Carrie. Was it Carrie Fisher? What was her name? Princess Leia.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher. You had it right.
Like the next day or something.
I'm reading. Pardon me. I'm reading. Music career, cabaret, stage work. Yeah. Death. On December 23rd, Reynolds' daughter, Carrie Fisher, suffered a medical emergency on a transatlantic flight and died on December 27th. The following day, December 28th, Reynolds was taken by ambulance to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after suffering a severe stroke. Later that afternoon, Reynolds was pronounced dead in the hospital. So, yeah, she died the next day. So that's why the museum went bankrupt. Because she killed herself. When she had a severe stroke.
It's amazing how we get from Reba McEntire, which was my first concert, to Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah.
Like we went... It's just, yeah.
And and Princess Leia. So we had Disney. We had Disney in there as well. Yeah. Although I kind of don't like it when people call Star Wars Disney because it's like it existed on its own before.
I read an article that there is a rumor that Bob Iger wants to sell Disney. Like sell Disney.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this on our podcast, on the Don't Do Disney podcast. But
And to Apple, I believe.
So there was some analyst somewhere that said, oh, well, Apple could buy Disney, you know, because they need to get into entertainment for their Apple TV streaming service. And so buying Disney, there's something that they could do. But Apple has not expressed any interest in buying Disney, and Disney hasn't expressed any interest in music. This was just some analyst on a talk show that said this, and everyone started, all the Disney blogs started running those stories saying, you know, Apple could buy Disney to sell to Apple, blah, blah, blah.
What would you do
if
Apple bought Disney?
What do you mean?
You're not a big fan of Apple. I mean, would you then be like...
I'm not a big
fan. Be like, okay, I'm not a Disney person anymore. No more Disney podcast. Not going.
It depends on what they did to the theme park. Like, if they didn't fundamentally change the theme parks, whatever, then yeah, I would keep going to the theme parks. That's not, I mean, Apple is Apple, right? It's like, I don't like Apple computer products. It's like Apple is a, I like Apple TV Plus. I like their, except for that interface that they have on their damn iPhone.
Would they change the name? Would they literally just buy it and keep it the same, but they're not
going to buy
it?
Apple is not going to buy Disney.
Would they rename it Apple? Apple me.
There's other talk about Disney selling off ABC, but that makes sense. Broadcast television is dead. I mean, broadcast television.
This Apple.
May not be completely dead, but it's not going to skyrocket and make more money in the future. It's like better to sell it now while you can get money for it. It's like, I just don't, I can't see broadcast television suddenly making more money than the streaming services or whatever. It's,
yeah, Apple knee, Kathy Marshall, but then Cyclone says disapple.
Disapple.
Dis Apple, not that Apple.
Which Apple? D-
This apple.
Ian.
And with that, folks.
Both Ian and Barley are here right now.
Oh, now it's both their office.
See, there's Barley right here. See?
Which one's the older brother?
Well, they're from the same litter.
You said there was one that was protective, the other.
This is Barley. He's the protective one. So that's Barley. And then over here, right there, see his little paws right there? His little paws? That's Ian.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you can't see him because of the way I'm...
I mean, I'm seeing your balls, and...
That's not my balls. I'm wearing shorts.
Well, those are some skimpy little shorts.
They're swim shorts. There's...
I see how you dress around the house.
I'm running around in shorts, and I have a space heater because my feet are cold. I realize I'm a horrible human being. I get it. I'm a horrible human being. All right. Do you have anything else that you want to
talk about? All done.
No, Alden's no longer on the show.
I'm all done.
Let's see. Next week, it's the 29th. You'll be here.
Yep.
It's the 28th. Sorry. The following week is August 4th. You'll be here for that.
Uh-huh.
The following week, you'll be gone. The 11th.
I'll be gone. So I have two more episodes, and then I'm gone for 2 weeks.
You'll be gone on the 11th and the 18th. 25th, you'll be back.
Yep.
August, September. Well, then we're into September.
We also have a State of the Station on August 6th.
So this Sunday, I need to take my mobile equipment with me so I can be prepared to stream at 6 p.m.
How far away does she live? Can't you just drop home and do the podcast and then go back?
She's a good 20-minute drive. That's.
But you can do it remote as well.
I mean, I'm just going to take my mix. She has internet in her house. All I'm going to do is just take my...
No, I get it. I know what you're going to do. I know. You mean the small little Zoom thing that we bought?
Yeah, okay. And one of my pod mics, like I took on the cruise. Just one of the, I'll take a pod mic and that, and I'll do it. That's what I did when I did it from the parking lot or from the campsite when we were at Sawmill.
Yeah, the one time.
But that's because Sawmill has a much better internet connection, like a much better cell signal there than I can get.
And then magically, you don't go to Sawmill anymore.
Well, it's that's like, because we're storing our rig at the South Florida. Like we could go to anywhere before because we stored our rig here. Now our rig is 2 hours south, so it's like for us, that's pretty much where the only place we can go right now is down south. That's part of the reason that we want to buy land and whatnot, so we can bring the rig back. So, that's what I was going to explain to you what was going on with the land. We'll put it as a topic. That's what I want to do and put it as a topic. Buying land versus house. There. Hopefully I'll remember what that means next week.
Okay.
So. All right. Good night, Adam. Say goodnight to the chat room.
Good night, everyone. Glad to be back for the next 2 weeks.